This is a very special treat. Joining us now on our ticket hotline is that famous grandson of Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. We say hi to Spalding Jones. How are you?
Hi, musers. Hey. Good to catch up with you two death panel candidates. Lonzo Spall's life's been too busy to call in so far this season, but such is the high-flying life out on the campaign trail.
What? The campaign trail is like a political campaign?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Y'all ain't know I was out beating the political pavement with the Carnival cruise ship himself, a.k.a. Raphael, the Republican dream. You old normies may know him as United States Senator Ted Cruz.
No, we didn't know that.
Didn't know you were that close to Ted Cruz.
Oh, hell yeah. Muses, the cruiserweight champion of the world, called me in and said, hey, Rand Spall. I need your assistance outmaneuvering this little burger bitch out of El Paso, Beto O'Rourke. I said, Beto O'Rourke? Man, what the hell kind of name is that? I meet this fella at one of his debates with Teddy, and I'm like, let's call this soy boy bitch Beto O'Rourke. I'm the spalfa male here. Matter of fact, I Beto O'Port two of his staffers at the same time backstage, yes, sir?
Oh, wow. Quite a brag.
Yeah, we had no idea you were working in politics. We thought you were, like, still in college at Arkansas.
Man, I heard you two geriatrics wondering about this the other day since you see me up on national TV hanging out at football games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see me up at the Freight of Beelzebub to get the Cowboys back to 500 bucks where they have free chicken wings.
Hey, that looks like a good time.
I get to eat them. You see me on national TV and you get jealous because the whole country sees me. But if you drive to Lake Worth, the ticket signal gets taken over by a local mariachi outfit.
That's true.
Anyways, yeah, I just graduated college at Arkansas, top of my class, magna cum laude, in just one semester.
One semester?
And your spare kid graduated from college, Judge Jody.
Yeah, I did have a kid that went to Arkansas. He's not spare, though.
So we thought you wanted to go into the family business and run the team one day. Is that right?
Man, hell no. This thing is cursed. I'll leave the football failing to my Uncle Steven and his ecstasy overdose sunglasses. No parts of this disaster. For example, this Thursday on Thanksgiving, he and Grandpappy are going to be having to sacrifice one of my not-on-a-football scholarship cousins just to get a win over Colt McCoy. Meanwhile, while they're doing that, with Megan Trainor in town, I'll be chasing pop star Poon around the Death Star like those two clowns are chasing a second playoff win in the last 9 years.
Okay, well, you know, Spalding, this is the Me Too era. You probably shouldn't be talking about women like that, even if you don't have a plan on being the GM one day.
Jody, are you effing kidding me, man? Can you believe that this tsunami has not drowned Jerry's ass yet?
mean, don't talk about your granddad that way.
Yeah, it's granddad.
You guys remember that bathroom hooker from Ada, Oklahoma? Remember her?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. Razorbacks must be a flying because somehow Dale Hansen has merged into the moral authority on social issues and a local sports team caught heat for its treatment of women, and it had nothing to do with my country-ass family.
That's true.
We didn't hire Scent. Uh-uh.
That's true. You didn't hire Scent.
Not us. But anyway, Muses, I'm out on Capitol Hill today with Cruz, and I got a subcommittee on consumer protection, product safety, insurance, and data security with the Vibe Cruz. So there's policy consultants. Is out, musers.
Okay, we'll see you, Spalding.
God. Why do we have him on? There's just so much attitude, and he doesn't respect us at all.
No, he does not. All right, there he is, Spalding Jones, 8:46 on the ticket.